Molly, Brian, and Nathan have made their first real discovery. After chasing clues left by a dead man, they found themselves in a rotting boathouse, which inexplicably contained a boat belonging to Walter Anderson, Brian's grandfather. Tempers quickly flared.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll let you work. He killed me, too.
That was creepy.
Brian, if this is your grandfather's boat, then...
No, I know. I know.
That's not good. Arnold Cooper spent his last day alive hiding his father's journal just in case. It really seems like he was...
Wait, hold up. Okay, my grandpa, proven scumbag, right? But there was no way that he actually killed anybody.
Okay, then what do you think?
Can you just get out of the shack before it collapses on us?
What do you mean he's a scumbag?
Come on, let's go. I gotta get back to the car.
Did he do something?
Dude, we're not trying to...
To what? Accuse my family of murder?
Well, maybe there's a good explanation.
Yeah, there is. Arnold Cooper killed himself. That's it. Mystery solved.
Thanks for the ride, Brian.
Maybe you should get out too, Nathan.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's not that far. Just walk.
Brian, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm great.
Well, maybe we should talk about this before we...
Why don't we talk about your family for a second?
What?
Come on, man.
I'm not following.
You still recording? You are, okay. What are you trying to get at? Why are you so interested in Nathan's grandfather and mine? How about we spend a second on the Weavers? You got any skeletons in your family's closet?
All right, Brian, I'm out. Okay, Molly, let's...
No, it's cool. Perfect choice of words, Brian. The Weavers definitely don't have as many skeletons in the closet as the Andersons.
Fine, what kind of meaningless garbage is your family up to?
Dude, shut up.
I think Brian's just intimidated by anyone who knows how to read.
Really, and I think you're just desperate to record anything you can to have this false sense of intelligence. It's pathetic.
Okay, all right. Why don't we all just calm down?
I'm calm, dude. I'm totally calm. It just doesn't seem like she's interested in investigating anybody but us. Tell me that I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. Here, keep the mic.
Dude, you're being a dick.
She's being a dick.
I get it, man, but seriously, you have to wonder, why is your grandfather's boat there?
Dude, it could be literally anything. Anything.
Exactly. So Molly's not calling anyone a murderer.
All right. Get out.
Brian.
Stop talking to me like that. Okay, like I'm being crazy. I have followed the two of you all over this town. We're talking to people about the bug, man, about dead people. Just give me a goddamn break, okay?
Fine. Can we still hang out tomorrow?
Come on, just let me go. Take this. I don't want it.
Asshole.
Hey, come on.
If he wants to pretend like his grandfather is involved, fine. But, you know...
Do you really think Walter Anderson could be a murderer?
I'm saying he's suspicious. Was he at Arnold Cooper's house? Looks like it. But who knows?
I've never seen Brian get like that.
Yeah, he gets in trouble a lot, but I've never seen him lose his shit like that. Whatever, who cares? I'm gonna go inside.
Hey, when he was talking about your family...
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, your grandpa was the mayor. His family owns the mill, the country club, half the town. I guess he thinks my parents are nobodies.
I'd love to be a nobody.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'll see you later, Nathan.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, no one did much talking for a couple of days. At least, I have no audio of Molly, Brian, and Nathan all together. But Molly kept digging.
Walter Anderson was born in Blackwood. His father was in sanitation. His mother passed away when he was in elementary school. Walter was a popular kid, did well in school, played football. Then came the accident.
Hey, Molly? I just saw Brian out front. I don't think he's here to check out any books.
Oh,
Nathan told me you two were fighting.
Maybe.
I think he wants to apologize for whatever happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm busy. Did you know that Brian's grandpa killed one of his friends in high school?
That's not exactly true. It was an accident.
What's the difference?
I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be a picture hanging in the high school. And it happened way before I was born, but...
I know. They had a drag race. Walter ran him off the road.
My father always made a point to say Walt wasn't responsible. That the paper made a mistake. Or... Well, obviously he wasn't charged with anything, and people eventually forgave him. It was an accident. Just a horrible accident.
An accident. Did you miss Blackwood when you went to college and stuff?
A part of me did. But to be honest, I never wanted to come back.
How come?
I was never... Blackwood is a small town. Dad was always busy. Like, growing up, I always figured I had two choices. Get out and stay out, or...
Stay in Blackwood for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I met Nathan's father, and everything was great. Until... Anyway, then Dad got sick. So, I mean, I had no choice. I had to come back and take care of him. I should get back to work. You gonna come upstairs?
Thanks, but I don't think so.
Whatever Brian said, I'm sure he's sorry.
Do you ever regret leaving Blackwood?
Never. You have to follow your instincts. It's how you grow.
Mrs. Howell? Thanks.
Call me Annie.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, remember when Walter Anderson offered you a job at the country club?
Yeah.
How would you feel about... going undercover?
Molly, as always, followed her instincts. Walter Anderson was respected in town, a leader, but she couldn't shake the feeling that he was involved, shielded from suspicion by his respectable persona. Why would he have driven his boat into Arnold Cooper's boathouse? No one had found it, not even the police. A possible clue to connect a dead man to a culprit. And it was Molly, Nathan, and Brian who discovered it. Her instincts had gotten them this far, and they told her that if they could just get closer to Walter, they might learn more information to explain his involvement. The next day, she and Nathan met up at the Stonebridge Country Club to discuss a plan.
Is Brian going to meet you at the diner?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Are you sure we shouldn't just... tell him I'm going to record his grandfather?
I do not think that's a good idea. I think it would just make him angry, you know?
I mean, he'll be way angry if he finds out we kept it from him.
Brian just thinks you're working here. Maybe you find something, and then... well, he can't get mad at us if we're right.
Are you sure about that?
Just leave Brian to me. Oh, make sure your battery doesn't die.
Oh, I'm good. I've got a couple ways to record.
Okay, great. And, good luck. Try not to ask too many suspicious questions.
Yeah, thanks. And let's hope I'm not spending all day with a serial killer, right?
You're gonna be fine. And I guess if you find anything weird, just call me or make an excuse to get out of there.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go see if Brian wants to apologize. Maybe see a movie or something to cheer him up.
Dude, swap places with me.
Mr. Howell, you're here.
Hi, Nathan.
Of course, Nathan. My name is Delia Curtis. I'm the facilities manager here at Stonebridge Country Club. Is this a friend of yours?
Yeah, hi. I'm Molly, but actually I was just heading out.
Nonsense. Mr. Anderson is in a meeting at the moment, but he asked me to give Nathan a tour while he waits. You're more than welcome to join us.
Yes, join us.
Sure.
Wonderful. What better place to start than the entryway? Follow me.
Oh, wow. Is that Main Street?
Oh, yes. One of the first things people notice is the artwork. This is one of my favorites.
Very nice.
Isn't it? It's how Main Street looked when Mr. Anderson was a young man. Fascinating. At first glance, you barely recognize it.
I didn't realize how close it was to the woods.
Oh, yes. This was before many of the trees were cleared away to make room for more housing. Oh, and speaking of the woods...
Wow, it's huge.
Well, there was a time when Mr. Anderson envisioned all the walls being adorned with paintings of Prescott Park. Ultimately, this is the only one he got, a wall-sized piece. It really makes you feel as though you're in the woods, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Hey, do you mind if I take a picture?
No flash photography, please. I'm kidding. You go right ahead.
Thanks. I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid I have to jet. I'm meeting a friend for brunch.
Oh, brunch.
Yeah, brunch.
Come on, are you sure you have to leave? The tour's not even over yet.
Oh, far from it. But I hope you have a marvelous day, young lady. Please feel free to come back anytime.
Thanks. All right, well, have fun, you two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Howell. Now, come, let me show you the locker rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, you can record. It's all good.
Thanks. Brian, so, here, check this out.
What is that?
It's a painting from the country club of Prescott Park. Look, you can see the dead tree in the back, and look at this.
Really?
It's not about your grandpa, I swear. I went with Nathan for his first day, and I saw this.
Huh?
Look closer at the tree trunk. A moth carving. The same one that's on the ring Nathan got. That's carved into the work table at Arnold Cooper's boathouse.
May he rest in peace.
Exactly. Get it? I mean, it must mean something pretty damn important.
Wait, you know that gallery? The one that opened down the street a couple of months ago? I feel like I've seen stuff like this there before, like paintings of the woods.
Really? We should go see the other paintings.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah? You want to come with me?
Sure. Let's check it out. I am really sorry, you know?
It's all right.
No, it's not. I was being a dick, I know. I just...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I don't think your family's boring.
I do. No, they seem so clueless. Like, how can they not see that something is going on here? It's probably why I'm sorry. I'm sorry I cross the line sometimes.
No. You know what you want to do. You don't have to apologize for that. You're good at it.
Thanks, Ryan. You know, oh my God, what happened to your arm? You didn't scratch yourself in the boathouse, did you?
No. Nothing crazy. I think I just got bit.
Can I get you kids anything else?
No, just the check. Need a chance?
Sure thing.
Thanks.
You know, you don't have to pay for me.
Oh. Okay, well, I wasn't going to.
You're such a dick.
Good.
And this is the lounge. As you can see, we have a billiard table, board games...
When do you think Walter will be out?
Well, it's still going to be a while. Oh, here, I can introduce you to the janitor.
Oh, hi. Welcome to Railway Art Space. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, that's all right. We're just browsing around.
Thanks, man.
Feel free. There's some cheaper pieces at the back.
Okay, thank you. Hey, look. Paintings of the park.
Oh, man, these are dope.
Oh, yeah? What, are you an art aficionado now?
Maybe. It'd look cool in my room. All right, wait, what are we looking for?
I don't really know. Maybe just other stuff painted in the background, maybe, or...
Right. I'll check this out. There's a bunch of people in this one.
Where?
Behind the trees.
Oh, huh, yeah. Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah, look, there's another one. You can see the dead tree again.
beautiful, isn't it?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I'm Damien. I run this place.
It's okay.
Here. If you're into that stuff, I think I have something that might interest you downstairs.
Downstairs?
Some golf courses only have 9 holes.
Yeah? Cool. Could we maybe go over what my responsibilities would be?
Oh, yes, sure, so...
There he is!
Oh, Mr. Anderson. Yes, I was just showing Nathan the grounds.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Delia. But I think I can handle young Mr. Howell from here. Well, what do you think, Nathan?
It's great. It's real nice.
Yeah, it's truly beautiful here. Your grandfather and I used to have a bit of a friendly competition out on the links.
Really?
Oh, sure. I imagine you're sick of hearing it, but it's true. Stuart Howell was a great man.
He still is.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I have to come visit with him. It's not easy getting older, Nathan. Okay, why don't we go talk in my office for a bit? And, I hope Delia didn't bore you too much.
No, she's nice.
Oh, yeah, sure, she's nice, but she's boring as sin. Sorry. I have a lot on my plate. Matter of fact, that's why you're here.
I keep some pieces down here that I don't have room for upstairs yet.
Who makes all these paintings?
I've got a good mix of people. Some talented locals, some professionals that the pros usually make the worst pieces.
Yeah, I saw a lot of white girl shit up there.
Live, laugh, love.
those are mine.
Oh.
I'm messing with you.
Oh. Yeah.
Is this it? The one you wanted to show us?
Yeah, here. Look.
Wow. Is that?
Uh-huh. The Blackwood Bug Man.
Okay, so I don't know how much your grandfather told you about this place, Nathan.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Anderson?
Yes, Julie.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but Officer Campbell is here to see you.
We found it.
Oh, finally. Someone stole my boat. Can you believe that? Where was it?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
There are so many paintings.
Yeah, the Bugman, again. Looking like Cthulhu. Drinking someone's blood.
Yeah. Most people wouldn't really get it.
Molly, come look at this.
Is that someone hanging from the dead tree?
Yeah. Well.
Was someone else there?
Do you know who painted these?
Sure do. I did.
You did?
Yeah. These are all mine.
Your boat was found at Arnold Cooper's dock.
Arnold Cooper? I can't imagine he would have stolen my boat. Nathan, would you give us a minute?
Yeah, sure, of course.
There's just such unusual imagery in Blackwood. You can sort of feel it. It's that moment you walk out, at least of my door anyway, you can kind of feel it's almost like a Gregory Crutzen sort of goth. I love to paint.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I have to take this. Hey, Nathan.
For sure.
Molly, don't leave me with them. Molly,
it says silent cell phones upstairs. It's right there on the sign.
It does, yeah.
But I'd like to get your opinion on one of my darker works.
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually have to go.
And I'm sorry, but please come back after, because I've got some really freaky stuff to show you.
Hey, Nathan, you're on speaker.
You're okay, never going to believe what Brian and I just... sorry, yeah, you go first.
Okay.
We just met legitimately the creepiest painter ever.
He painted Arnold Cooper hanging from the dead tree.
Seriously? Do you think that makes him a suspect?
Nah, I think he's just a weirdo.
Yeah, I think he just thinks it's cool to be creepy. But I still couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Okay, well, guess what? Brian, the police found Walter's boat.
What?
No, he must have reported it stolen. He said someone took it.
See? It was nothing.
Yeah, I know. I told you.
Yeah, there's a cop talking to him right now.
So whoever took the boat killed Arnold.
Well, if he was killed.
I think it's pretty obvious someone murdered him, dude.
Oh, yeah? Now you think it was murdered?
Whatever.
Hey, I think they're coming out. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, definitely.
So what do you think?
I definitely think that guy is innocent. He's just a lot. But there are tons of paintings of the woods in there.
Well, hey, if tourists buy that shit, it makes sense that there's like a million paintings of the park, right?
Sure, but the dead tree? I mean, when we went there, we saw all those offerings people left to the tree, the names carved into the side.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm thinking, isn't it weird that no one wanted to talk to us about the bug man and stuff, but tons of people left things on the dead tree? Pictures of the bug man.
It's like everyone's obsessed with this stuff.
Secretly.
Or maybe subconsciously.
Wait, what do you mean?
That's one of the things they say about the bug man, that he takes over your mind, you know?
Remind me.
Something about how when he bites you, he isn't just sucking your blood, he's actually spitting some of his venom into you.
Ugh, gross.
I know. And they say you become like a double agent for the bug man. Maybe all these people are leaving offerings, painting pictures, they don't even know it. Shit, maybe the murderer doesn't even know he's killing people.
That's pretty out there.
I'm just saying what I've heard. How about this? Why don't we take a break? When Nathan's done, we can just, like, hang out for a bit.
But...
Listen, we deserve a night out just to get our minds off things. One night is not going to kill us, right?
Okay, sure. Maybe yes. It is a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I'm just glad for once nothing horrible has happened.
With his grandfather seemingly cleared of any wrongdoing, Brian looked forward to dropping the dramatic investigation and finally having some fun with his friends. Walter didn't pilot his boat into Arnold Cooper's boathouse to kill him or stage a suicide. Whoever stole the boat did. Good enough. And from Brian's perspective, Nathan had just set himself up to be nothing more than a boring assistant at a stuck-up old golf club, taking orders from an uptight, yet innocent, old man.
And even if I don't respond right away, still try to make sure I know where I'm supposed to be. An old man like me still has a lot of appointments to keep.
Sure thing.
Excellent. Well, I think that should just about wrap it up for your first day. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I've actually never had a job before.
Well, I certainly hope this will be much more interesting than working in a bagel shop or something.
I guess so. So, you're friends with my grandfather?
Maybe his oldest friend.
I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about, I don't know, what he was like when he was younger?
Oh, yes. We used to spend a fair amount of time together. Not unlike you and Brian, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell him I'm saying this, but Brian has always had a knack for, well, trouble.
Oh, I know.
Yes, I imagine you do. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, he reminds me a bit of myself.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. I wasn't always the most well-behaved. And Stuart, your grandfather, was my role model. Impossible standards.
Yeah.
On the rowing team, football, made everyone laugh. It was maddening how much everyone loved him. I tried to keep up for a long time, but, well, I had a certain point, I think I gave up. Went the opposite direction.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid time is getting away from us. I have to run in a few minutes. Anyway, thank you so much for your help, Nick.
Yeah, no problem. I wish you and Brian got along better. You're a much nicer person than... I mean, not that he...
All right, I know. And thank you for saying so. You're a good man.
Okay, well, I guess I should head out then.
Actually, would you mind sticking around for another minute?
Yeah, what's up?
I've been told you, Brian, and that young lady, Molly, are doing a show about legends within Blackwood. Is that right?
Yeah, well, really it's Molly's thing, but Brian and I are helping. It's so crazy.
Yes, it is crazy. So many rumors.
Yeah, not even just the Bugman, though. We found out... Well, we heard there might even have been a serial killer in town.
Is that so? Nathan, I hope I can trust you to keep this between us, but I'd like to talk to you about a certain group I'm a part of. Folks dedicated to protecting the interests of Blackwood.
What kind of group?
Well, there are a lot of things people wouldn't understand, so we keep quiet. But I can say I'm sure it would make your grandfather proud to know you're following in his footsteps.
That ring. Is that?
Nathan, what if I told you there's a bit more to the story than you know?
Just as soon as Nathan concluded Walter was innocent, everything flipped upside down. Suddenly, he found himself stunned at the revelation that Walter perhaps was involved after all. And he wasn't working alone. Worse, Nathan's grandfather might have played some part. Meanwhile, across town, Molly and Brian looked forward to an evening free of discussions of dead bodies and serial killers, completely unaware that Nathan was being pulled, against his will, deeper into the mystery.
From Skylark, this is Blackwood. On the next episode.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm sorry, Brian. Why?
What?
So what, you're all freaked out because my grandpa's in that little club? You can't be serious.
I wonder if we can find any more suspicious deaths if we look farther back.
We could just ask him.
Okay, I think that might be a little bit dangerous.
As opposed to what we're doing now.
The next episode will be released next Wednesday. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SkylarkMedia.com, or wherever you're listening to this right now. Find a link to subscribe to Blackwood and more information in the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You'll also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. And if you like what you heard, we'd love you to give us a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to tell your friends and show them how to subscribe. Be sure to visit SkylarkMedia.com to hear more Blackwood and other Skylark shows. You can even view bonus content, like paintings of the Bugman from the Blackwood Art Gallery. Blackwood was directed by Mark Freiberger, produced by April Lamb, written by Will Rogers, story by Will Rogers and Derek Smith, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Holly from Skylark, and Marshall Louie from Wondery, with performances by Becca Walker, Ian Coletti, Cameron Johnson, and Ken Kirby. Co-starring Tatiana Ali, John Rubenstein, Frank Burney, Patricia Hurd, Josh Rubin, Sam Buchanan, and Logan Donovan.